She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back. This is going to be such an incredible segment because I have, again, Jacob Teitelbaum with me, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and we're going to be talking about anxiety medications and anxiety. You know, Jacob, I'm so happy that we're talking about this because honestly, this is an issue that I struggle with myself. I think there's a couple different reasons because I'm always looking for the multitude of contributing factors when I'm working with myself or anybody else. And I know that for many, many times when we're looking at anxiety, and certainly medications have saved people's lives when they're trying to work through either behavioral, cognitive, past issues, where they really, their quality of life is so poor because of their anxiety. But for the most part, in my opinion, the risk-benefit ratio and the efficacy just isn't there. It actually, at times, they're addictive and they can make things worse because your quality of life starts to tank due to the addictive quality and as well some of the side effects. But there are other things that we can do, aren't there?
Absolutely. And let me just start by saying that the severe anxiety can be more toxic than the medication. So if somebody really needs it, it's okay to use it. But it's so much more effective to go after the root causes of the anxiety and to use the natural remedies that don't have the side effects. So for starters, you know, anxiety is not a Valium deficiency. The more common causes include hormonal problems.
Yeah,
there's like high thyroid or low can do it. Adrenal fatigue can do it. Perimenopause, low progesterone, and menopause with testosterone dropping as men and women get into their 40s and 50s. So optimizing hormone function, big difference. Buried feelings. Some of you out there are going to have these experiences like you have numbness, tingling in your fingers and around your mouth. You can't get a deep enough breath and you feel like you're going to die. That is called hyperventilation. It doesn't kill you, just leaves you feeling like it's going to happen. And that usually happens from buried feelings. You'll notice when you have the hyperventilation attacks, they're not hitting when you see a policeman's lights in your rearview mirror. They happen during periods of relative calm. You're watching I Love Lucy or taking a ride down the road. And then these buried feelings, what happens is when you bury feelings, they bubble to surface during those calm times, and they trigger the hyperventilation attack. And depression can go along with it. Nutritional deficiencies, excess sugar, excess caffeine, not enough B vitamins, magnesium, or chromium. And, of course, the most important nutritional deficiency to me, not getting enough chocolate. So there are all these different things that can contribute to people having anxiety.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I think those contributing factors, and a lot of people, you know, sometimes I get worried when people, quote unquote, get diagnosed with anxiety because they walk around going, I have anxiety, I have anxiety. But no, it's actually that you have seven or eight different things. And guess what? They're fixable. Mostly they're fixable. We can talk through things. We can process through things. We can certainly, I don't know if it's a word, but I always say replete nutrients that are depleted. And we can take a look at those multitude of contributing factors.
Absolutely. And let's take a look at a couple quick things outside of optimizing the hormones and things that we talked about. First of all, in the middle of an anxiety attack, especially if it's a really severe one, people often feel like they're powerless. They have no control over the situation. And there's a simple technique that one can learn called centering. If you learn to center, and I like to center in the heart center, but there's all kinds of places to do it. What happens, it's kind of like you've seen movies of cyclones, and people who are in tornadoes, if you're in the eye of the cyclone, that center of it, you can have winds of 200 miles an hour, but in the center of the cyclone, it is totally still. When you learn to center, you can be in the midst of winds in your life blowing all over the place, and by simply centering, all of a sudden you're in the eye of the cyclone in a period of calm, and you'll find that that tool, and again, you want to learn it when you're calm, so that you can use it during periods of anxiety. Very, very powerful. Progressive relaxation, a host of meditation and mindfulness techniques. Also, for those of you who have emotional traumas or severe feelings that are very difficult, there's a technique called the emotional freedom technique.
Mm-hmm.
It is magic. If you go to I think it's EFT.Mercola.com. you'll see that there's a video on how to do it. But people who have horrible post-traumatic stress disorder, traumas from all kinds of horrible events, they will find that the feelings melt away in literally seconds. And you'll see people laughing and giggling. It's like, what just happened? So doing the emotional freedom technique, and it's best to work with somebody who knows how to do it. And there's people all over the world who
sure.
are trained in it. It's amazing for getting rid of the stresses and the emotional feelings. So just, you know, for people to take a look, to know that they do have power, there is stuff they can do.
Absolutely. And I have seen people hunker in with that modality, and there's been, I mean, literally incredible, incredible results.
Mm-hmm. So let me give, again, that that email, at the web address. So write it down if you have problems with the stress. It's E, F like Frank, T like Tom, dot Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, dot com. There's no www in front of it, and it'll take you through it. A lot of it you can even do on your own. Watching the videos and stuff. So know that you can be in control.
That's absolutely amazing. And what about any natural supplements? I mean, I know that there are a couple out there that I think have some good research behind them
okay,
and that are effective. Yeah.
So number one, if you have depression, use a special form of curcumin called Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D.
We both love that. 750
milligrams twice a day. It's amazing stuff. In head-on studies with antidepressants, after 6 weeks, more effective. Get your nutritional support. There's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. You can find it at endfatigue.com. You can find it at most health food stores. One scoop a day replaces 35 vitamin supplement pills. And it gives them magnesium, the B vitamins. Most people are going to find within a week or two, they're just going to feel so much calmer overall. The smell of lavender. Get some lavender flowers or oils. Put a drop of lavender oil on your upper lip. You can even get it in capsules. There's a product called Calm Aid.
Love it.
It's on par with taking the Valium-type medications and effectiveness. Calming balance, theanine. In South America, when somebody's nervous, a friend say, go get a passion flower drink. You take passion flower, 100 milligrams twice a day, and you can just take some theanine, even a couple hundred milligrams. Sun theanine, you can take passion flower, 100, 200 milligrams. You can take the lavender. They will calm you right down. Now, here's one other thing, or a couple other things. Chromium, if you have irritable depression, your claws come out, take chromium, 600 micrograms a day, and take a product called Adrenal Stress and for Adrenal Support. You'll find in 6 weeks, very often, the anxiety settles right down. And, Holly, I'm going to give a shameless plug. One of my books called Three Steps to Happiness, and you can find it as an ebook on Amazon. It's a short, simple book. It will teach you how to get past anxiety, past depression, and how to get a life you love. Money back, guaranteed.
I, you know, no shameless, because I got to tell you something. You're very, very prolific in all the work that you do. Your books are amazing. They're helpful. It's, I mean, for me, you can plug yourself all the way till the next year, because Jacob, I think, you know, what your number one mission is to help people. And I think you do it so effectively. And I appreciate you being here every single week. Folks, listen, if you have anxiety, I think one of the most important things is keep on listening to our show, but to understand the multitude of factors. And of course, there's Cures A to Z, which is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum's free app that you can get that will sort of cover some of this stuff, and also his website, endfatigue.com. Jacob, thank you so much. Folks, this is Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.